The future of the government's controversial laws allowing the automatic stripping of a person's Australian citizenship is in doubt after the Independent National Security Legislation Monitor recommended their urgent repeal. In a report requested by the Attorney-General, Dr. James Rennick found the laws targeting dual citizens who fight for terrorist groups are unfair, lack oversight and don't protect human rights. Lawyers are welcoming his recommendations and urging the federal government to adopt them. Samantha Donovan reports.
In the words of the Independent National Security Legislation Monitor, Dr. James Rennick, the laws don't pass muster. They provide that if a dual citizen aged over 14 fights for a declared terrorist group or engages in so-called terrorist conduct, they lose their Australian citizenship without being convicted of an offence or having a decision made by a minister, judge or other official. The monitor's recommendation to urgently repeal the laws with retrospective effect is being welcomed by the Law Council of Australia. Its president, Arthur Moses SC.
In a democracy such as ours, before one loses one's citizenship, there must be a proper basis for that conclusion to be reached that is able to be challenged and is transparent. We have always opposed the notion that an Australian could lose his or her citizenship based on conduct or behaviour that is so broad and poorly defined.
So what has the monitor recommended be put in its place?
That if you are to lose your citizenship, it requires a conviction for a terrorism-related offence before it can be revoked. And then after that, there is the opportunity for there to be a review. And we think that is the sensible way forward.
Brett Walker SC was the first independent national security legislation monitor. Like the Law Council, he's backing his successor's recommendations and urging the federal government to act.
Repeal and replacement of the automatic revocation of citizenship provisions. I would like that to happen as quickly as possible.
Mr. Walker SC says the law allowing the stripping of someone's citizenship without them even knowing is strange.
It was automatic. It didn't depend upon anyone in government knowing any of the facts, and it didn't require anyone in government to make a decision. It's highly dubious as to whether these are particularly useful provisions to have. That's not to say that revocation of citizenship where somebody has another citizenship ought not be considered. I think it does need to be considered. I hope nobody thinks that it's a magic bullet in the fight against terrorism.
The Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, points out that ASIO has also raised concerns about these citizenship laws. He says the monitor's findings should also embarrass the government.
This report of the Independent National Security Legislation Monitor does show why national security law can't be left to Peter Dutton, why it's vital that we have proper time to consider national security legislation every time that it's presented. It's why Peter Dutton should listen to his colleagues, listen to the Parliament, and stop trashing the vital work of the bipartisan Joint Parliamentary Committee on Intelligence and Security.
Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus ending Samantha Donovan's report. And AM has contacted the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton for comment, but we haven't heard back.